It's Five for Friday on May 10th. I curate out five things every Friday that are worth weekend reading time for people interested in public sector operations in general and public procurement specifically. And from time to time, I record an audio companion, which is what you are listening to now. So first, GovTech has released their top 25 doers, dreamers, and drivers for 2024, which highlights and honors IT leaders in public sector around the country. It's always a big deal. As people I know, like Katrina Flory from Ohio and Doug Murdoch from Hawaii and many others that deserve your attention, and has profiles of all the winners. Second, and staying in GovTech's part of LinkedIn, they also have an article on how government should guide the use of generative AI, and specifically picks up new policies from Seattle, New Jersey, and California that aim to be broad, easy to understand, and relevant in the face of change. In the speech I've been giving on AI and how organizations can adopt it, the topic about establishing an acceptable use policy is pretty much a cornerstone for making your employees feel like they can experiment and learn and build skills in this area. So if you don't have one yet, you should. Third, Barrett and Green has a guest article from Megan Smith, the Director of Legal Education at NASPO, laying out the case for collaborating on procurement law and how NASPO is trying to drive the collaboration between legal expertise and procurement know-how. Fourth, the Procurement Excellence Network, which is associated with Harvard, had a recent webinar looking at insights and strategies on procuring and implementing e-procurement technologies through the planning, sourcing, and implementation phases, and had a panel that included leaders from Syracuse, LA County, and the state of Utah discussing the topic. And all the recording and event materials are available on demand. And finally, this was Public Sector Recognition Week, highlighting the dedicated public servants across federal, state, county, and local, and their commitment and hard work to the well-being of our nation. GSA had a couple of different promotion posts on it, and we chimed in as well. And as I said in our post, it is always Public Sector Recognition Week at Civic Initiatives. In the bonus material category, we welcomed two new team members to Civic this week, Renee Schumacher and Bill Nolan. Renee has over 20 years of experience in public sector procurement, having previously served as procurement manager for City of Kansas City and the director of procurement for St. Louis County in Missouri. And Bill Nolan was with the state of Kansas in the Nexus in public sector IT and procurement with roles as business analyst and procurement officer in the Office of Procurement and Contracts and service desk supervisor for the Office of Information Technology Services. We are glad to have them, and they are directly on to client work from the first day. Next week, I will be in South Carolina for a meeting of NASCA, which is the state chief administrators. Looking forward to it and catching up with both the chief administrator teams and a lot of the high-level vendor partners for a great gathering. So if you are attending, let's connect. And with that, have a happy Friday. Hi, it's Dustin Lanier. Thanks for listening. Please find me on LinkedIn for original public sector operations content every week. And please reach out to me if I and my team of procurement professionals at Civic Initiatives can help you be a public procurement change agent.